This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. In 3 days, the University of Texas marks 50 years since its darkest moment. The morning sniper Charles Whitman gunned down 16 people before police killed him. 32 others were hurt. The first person shot from the tower that day was a freshman named Claire Wilson. She was 8 months pregnant. The bullet hit her in the abdomen. She survived. Her baby and her boyfriend didn't. Today, Claire Wilson James is a retired teacher in Texarkana. She's coming to Dallas next Thursday to introduce a documentary about the tower shooting. She joins us from member station KTXK in Texarkana. Claire Wilson James, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
Take us back, if you would, to that morning. You spent 90 minutes on the ground after that first bullet was fired from the tower. And at first, other folks there didn't even realize you'd been shot.
No, there was one man who thought it was maybe guerrilla theater, or, you know, which were things that we would do to try to call attention to the war in Vietnam.
Why did it take so long to get you help?
There weren't SWAT teams or anything like that at that point. Nothing like this had happened in the U.S. And the policemen just carried service revolvers. One policeman said he thought there were 1,000 Black Panthers up in the building, which tells you something about the state of mind of maybe officers. One policeman I know got people to get their guns and took them over to get ammunition. And I think that having all of those shots being fired at the same time made it pretty dangerous to try to help us.
What were you thinking lying there on the ground?
First, I thought I had stepped on an electric wire because it felt like that was the jolt. When you lose that much blood, you feel like you're melting. And so my next thought was there was some kind of anti-matter gun or something, that there was an invasion. Because I couldn't see anything, I couldn't hear the shots. I just felt that. And then I thought, oh, maybe the war in Vietnam has come to the United States, because at some point, there was a plane flying around.
And recovery for you was incredibly difficult. 5 surgeries, 3 months in the hospital. But also the mental recovery had to be tough at a time when very few people talked about mental health. How did you get through it?
Well, I did try to go to a therapist on the university campus, and that was all very new then. But he just kind of made a pass at me, and I thought, oh, well, I did try one more time. I went to the student health clinic about a year later, and that guy recommended a really very inappropriate drug. I mean, he prescribed me a drug that just laid me flat, and I kept asking him, could I be taken off of it? But his rationalization was that I had taken LSD a couple of times, and so I needed to have this drug. I wouldn't say that I had that I was aware of trauma, because maybe it just wasn't identified. But I was really searching. And in that time, I had some really amazing experiences that led me to believe in God. I had been raised an atheist, and I had some things that just couldn't have happened by accident.
Now, you left UT and ultimately graduated from Tarleton State. Today, you have an adopted son, and that baby would have been turning 50 next month. Do you ever think about what that life would have been like if August 1st, 1966 had never happened?
I do, and I just try not to imagine that, not because it's painful, but because it's so unknowable.
August 1st is newsworthy for another reason this year. It's the day the new campus carry law takes effect in Texas. That'll allow folks with concealed carry permits to bring weapons onto public university campuses. Calling that irony seems almost inappropriate. How do you react to that confluence?
The university and the legislature say that it has to be that day because I guess because it's the first of the month, and because they want to have it in place before school starts. Just by accident, I got to talking to a police officer from Rochester, New York. He was saying it just made no sense. He thought it was a really bad idea. And he's a police officer. And I thought that was so telling. But I just think in general, why would you want guns on a university campus?
Claire Wilson-James, thanks for taking the time.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Claire Wilson-James is one of the voices in a Texas Standard radio documentary called Out of the Blue. It re-airs Sunday afternoon at 5 and Monday evening at 7 on KERA Radio. She'll also be in Dallas for a screening of a film documentary about the tower shooting next Thursday at the Angelica Film Center.